Today is the 5th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is a treasure, a joy, privilege to be here with you today. Deeply, deeply grateful for this 5th day of September as we continue our journey through the scriptures for the 20th time. Wow. Still. Probably always for the rest of my life be amazed that this even happened. And so, deeply grateful to spend this time, this next step, together with you. And I hope you come in with a grateful heart here around the global campfire today. Knowing that whatever's going on, this is a safe place for us. This is a safe place for us to step forward together and take another step through the scriptures and in our lives. And we are working our way through the book of Ecclesiastes. We will conclude the book of Ecclesiastes today. Chapters 10, 11, and 12. As dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Even as fools walk along the road, they lack sense and show everyone how stupid they are. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great offenses to rest. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot like slaves. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever quarries stones may be injured by them. Whoever splits logs may be endangered by them. If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. If a snake bites before it is charmed, the charmer receives no fee. Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips. At the beginning, their words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness, and fools multiply words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell someone else what will happen after them? The toil of fools wearies them. They do not know the way to town. Woe to the land whose king was a servant, and whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed is the land whose king is of noble birth, and whose princes eat at a proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Through laziness the rafters sag, because of idle hands the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, wine makes life merry, and money is the answer for everything. Do not revile the king, even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom. Because a bird in the sky may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eye to see the sun. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your hearts and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire no longer is stirred. Then people go to their eternal home, and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless. Meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads. their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them, of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body. Now, all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Second Corinthians 8, 1 through 15. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testified that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people, and they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. So we urged Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And here is my judgment about what is best for you in this matter. Last year, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality, as it is written. The one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Psalm 49. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough so that they should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain, their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. People, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves, and of their followers who approve their sayings. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd. But the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases, for they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live, they count themselves blessed, and people praise you when you prosper, they will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. People who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Proverbs 22, 20, and 21. Have I not written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and knowledge? Teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? Okay, so as we begin to bring this week in for a landing, we have brought Ecclesiastes in for a landing and concluded it today. And even as we began it a few days ago, its context really matters, because if we're just reading it at face value, it can seem very pessimistic and cynical. So it's important to gather and glean its deep meaning, and it's one of my favorite books at this point, to look at what Solomon wrote from more of a negative or a subtractive kind of perspective. Like, we can affirm things. We can say, this thing is kind of like that and that and that. Or from a subtractive perspective, we can say, this thing is not like that and that and this. So Solomon is looking back over his life with all that he pursued, all of the challenges and obstacles he overcame, the injustices that he witnessed, the pleasures that he had and experienced. And what he finds is mostly, this is meaningless. Certainly activity, but useless activity. And he had applied all of his energy, enormous resources and energy in the pursuit of beauty and pleasure and wisdom. He searched far and wide for answers to the unanswerable, but he still could not find what he was looking for. So he took a sobering look at all of it and started subtracting, taking away from life all that he found that didn't lead anywhere and that did not amount to meaning, and declared it meaningless. And he concludes that if there isn't a base note, like a foundational, fundamental awareness of God as sovereign, nothing has meaning and nothing makes any sense. Everything's been done. It's wearisome. It's chasing the wind. So what can we now learn from a person who had done it all and then had the wisdom to step back and review and subtract from everything all that had no meaning in the end? And we find that the final conclusion is important. He said, "That is the whole story. This is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey Him. This is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything that we choose to do, even every secret thing that we try to hide, whether it's good or bad." His conclusion is essentially the same conclusion that the Bible comes to. Give your heart completely, wholly, with nothing withheld, and surrender to the reverence of God. Be faithful. Be true. Offer your loyalty and worship in relationship that is covenantal with your God, something that you cannot and will not break. Honor God. Do what He says to do, not because He's trying to control you, but because He's trying to give you a good life and showing you how it can have meaning. Because this is what everybody is supposed to do. And it is the only way we will ever find meaning. That's the conclusion of one of the wisest people to ever live, with supernatural wisdom. And this is coming from a man who had done everything a person could do. And this is what he concluded as he considered the total, adding it all up, of a meaningful life, after having subtracted away everything that didn't have meaning or was meaningless. All that remained was a final instruction that is stark and meant something thousands of years ago that means the same thing today. And we might fear God and obey Him in all things. How do we even know, though? How do we even know that we are gathering meaning to ourselves and jettisoning that which has no meaning? We have to learn to watch ourselves. That's something I learned a long, long time ago. Didn't even really know it was a category, but definitely as I, had a journey with a therapist and just working, kind of unloading and unpacking so much that's been buried in my life, my whole life, I've learned you have got to become self-aware, understanding that there's an impact to every choice that you make. And you first learn to observe, catch yourself doing things, which requires that we slow down enough to at least ask ourselves, can I worship God in this choice? Like, if I name what I'm about to do or thinking about or trying to do, can I find God in that? If I go down this road and get to the other end and subtract all that it took to walk that path and pull everything else away, can I find God in this? Or will this be meaningless pursuits? I mean, if Solomon, the king that brought Israel to its glorious moments, this great and wise king, and the Bible, if the Bible itself also concurs and comes to these same conclusions, how do we expect we're going to find meaning any other way? And now that we're kind of moving out of this territory, out of the book of Ecclesiastes and out of this genre, we should notice what Job and Ecclesiastes has given us, because it's a gift. We've been given some time to wrestle, to grapple, to think hard and deep thoughts about hard and deep questions that are not going to ever have simple or tidy answers, especially without a base note, the belief in the sovereignty and goodness of God. The Bible didn't shy away from these experiences. Can we just acknowledge and notice that? The Bible took us straight through the heart of it and gave us language for it. Because as human beings, following a sovereign God, we are supposed to grapple with the ways that we are trying to find meaning. And we are supposed to challenge what we think we know. And so, Father, with a grateful heart, we close the books for this 20th time on this particular territory. Deep, deep reflections on deep, deep and challenging suffering and hard questions about life and why we do what we do and why we are doing what we are doing and where it is going and what it will mean in the end. So we are grateful and we thank you so humbly for leading us through this territory. And at the beginning of it and here at the end of it, we invite your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And let this reverberate. Let us not just blow by and move on. This has taken us into the depths. May we plumb them. May we excavate. May we do the archaeology in our own hearts as you lead and guide us. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so dailyaudiobible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, our home base, as we refer to every day. And that's how you find out what's going on around here. And we have the breathing prayer. We've been talking about that for a few days. Talk about that in a second. But I want you to know, I want to announce, in a couple of days, Tuesday, the 9th day of September, we are going to do a live. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Like, we're going to do a live broadcast from headquarters here at Daily Audio Bible around the breathing prayer, where Jill and I are just going to kind of come in and talk in person. Ezekiel will come and join us, and we'll talk about the breathing prayer. And we haven't done this in a while. We're going to try to do more, but we're moving through our 20th year and just wanted to have a sit down for a little bit and get to kind of hear from everybody. It's fun when we do these because all the boards light up and everybody's interacting and different things are being said. It's very encouraging, and it's it's part of being a community. And all of a sudden, we're not just solitarily listening to a program every day. All of a sudden we realize, wow, we have so many brothers and sisters around the world that are just on the same page and on this journey with us. So we thought we would get together and talk about the breathing prayer and maybe some special surprises there, and just share the story in person. So that will happen at 6:30 p.m. on the 9th day of September, 6:30 Central Standard Time. I should have looked at the world clock before I got on here today, but that would be 7:30 p.m. on the East Coast, 5:30 in the Mountain Zone, and 4:30 on the West Coast of the United States. I'm sure wherever you are, it'll be a different day for those of you in Australia, probably. And like for those of you in the UK, I think that's probably going to work out to be maybe 12:30 a.m. Like, you'd have to stay up a little late, but we'll be together live if you are in the UK. But you can just, just look up United States Central Standard Time and convert it to your time zone, and you'll see where we'll be live. So on the Daily Audio Bible Instagram channel, on the Daily Audio Bible YouTube channel, it'll be a Facebook Live. I think we're even going to be doing TikTok Live. We're checking all that out, so how many places we can be at once. But plan to come and say hi. We'd love to see you in real time. And so that's coming up on the 9th day of September, this coming Tuesday. So this is the 20th year that we've been doing the Daily Audio Bible 7 days a week, every day. And we've been celebrating with different things. This week we released a brand new project, a first of its kind for us, a children's book. It's called The Breathing Prayer, a little prayer for big feelings. And Jill and I talked about that on Tuesday, the 2nd of this month. So earlier this week, if you haven't had the chance to listen to that, you can hear the whole story there. Let's go back to September 2nd at the end, and we come on and share the full picture of how this came to be. But we dreamed about this for years. It comes from Ezekiel's life when he just had some little traumatic things happen to him that left him with some separation anxiety and just different things that were going on. And the breathing prayer kind of was created out of that. Jill and I had both kind of been learning breath work and meditation, just kind of centering and just becoming present to God. And so with Ezekiel kind of facing these different kinds of meltdowns, especially centered around school, it was this one day I was driving him to school and I just asked him to breathe with me. Like, we'll just take some breaths, because there's nothing more powerful. There's many ways. Depending on the level of trauma that a person has in their lives, I think there's all kinds of different techniques, but there's nothing more generally and immediately powerful for dealing with anxiety than to stop and breathe and actually pay attention to breathing in and breathing out, even if it's just like three breaths. That actually really does things scientifically, even in our nervous system, but definitely spiritually in our nervous system, to kind of bring us back from kind of the abyss or the glyph and give us a beat, give us a pause, give us one step of margin in what seems to be chaos. So I was just kind of having him breathe with me. And so we were doing that, and I said, Zeke, like, when we breathe in, we'll hold our breath for 1 second, and then when we breathe out, let's just whisper, Jesus be with us. So, like, we can do that right now. Like, watch. Let's do that. Take a deep breath. And breathe out, Jesus be with us. And just try it again. Jesus be with us. I mean, you just do that a couple of times when things are becoming overwhelming. Maybe like there's this chaos in your house, the kids are arguing, the TVs are on in several different rooms and they're too loud, and there's banging upstairs from who knows what, and the dishes are in the sink and dinner's not made and friends are coming over. Like, it's, you know, overwhelming. Just take, you know, 15 seconds and take a couple deep breaths and invite Jesus to be in it. And it's incredible how that can be the first step in kind of changing the dynamic. So we wrote this. Jill really did several drafts on getting it right. We polished it. It's beautifully illustrated with Ezekiel as a little boy. And bringing this into your kids' lives is something that can last their whole life. Something that can last their whole life. It'll last Ezekiel's whole life. It's been a part of our lives since it kind of came into our lives. And so, you got kids, it's great for night-night reading, bedtime prayers. It's just great to have around. If you got grandkids, man, get a copy for every one of them. If you're an adult, the practice, like, it's worth knowing about. And so check it out. The breathing prayer is in the Daily Audio Bible Shop on the web or in the app in the shop. And let's see, the first 500 copies we signed, Jill and me and Ezekiel, we all signed. And so those are going really fast. Like, those are about gone, but we did that. And if you buy five, you can get one free. So if you have, like, you want to give them as gifts, they're beautiful enough, they're worthy enough. We've always tried to strive for excellence in the things that we create here for the community, being creatives ourselves. And so we're not embarrassed about it in any way. We think it's completely legit and beautiful. And so you can give them as gifts. But check it out in the Daily Audio Bible Shop. The Breathing Prayer, a little prayer for big feelings. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. If you find being here, like in this safe oasis called the Global Campfire, is life-giving and meaningful, thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. My name is Jasmine in Houston, Texas. Today is my 34th birthday, and I'm so grateful to God for 34 years on this earth. This is also my first time calling in. This is what I wanted to do for my birthday. So this is the first year that I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible. And Brian and Jill, thank you so much for this platform. This is an amazing platform that is life-changing and allows us to connect with one another, cry with one another, rejoice with one another. And I know God is smiling down on all of his children. I can assure you all that I am praying for each and every one of you, and ask that you keep me and my family in your prayers as well. Thank you again, Jill and Brian. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. I look forward to listening every single year for the rest of my life.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. It is New Eyes in Tennessee, and I just have to respond to today's reading and prayers and encouragements today. I have such a complicated relationship with deep, hard emotions. And so the book of Job and the Psalms, they resonate so much with parts of me that are continuing to be perfected and just drawn closer to the heart of God. And it is wonderful to hear those deep emotions from our sacred text that God has given us, our love letter from him. It helps us feel seen. It helps us feel that the humanity of God through Jesus Christ is so evident, that these texts are important. And I also want to say that just Brian and how you've been reflecting this over the past 20 years is so encouraging, as a lot of us are looking back at what 20 years means. And I was thinking 20 years ago, I had a 3-month-old baby. You know, it's fun to think about. Dr. John, I also want to mention that I was so uplifted by your heartfelt response to many who are struggling to hope. And that definitely is something that I struggle with as a parent of young people right now. But God is so good, and he has really given me a village of people that I haven't always acknowledged as being here for me, but they are. And the DAB is part of that. Thank you all. Have a blessed day.
Hi, DAB. This is Aussie Bear in Australia. I'm catching up on previous podcasts. I'm up to July 24th, and I've just been listening to the prayers at the end of that particular reading, and a woman called in who was a long-time listener, and she didn't give her name, but she was asking for prayer for her son Joshua, who's 28 and suffering from depression. She explained that he had lost his job, that his car was no longer working, that he had lost his girlfriend, and because of being rejected for insurance, he wasn't able to go to a doctor to get help for his depression. And oh my gosh, my heart just broke. I imagine that this lady is still listening, if she's a long-time listener, and I just wanted to tell her that I will be praying for your son, Joshua. I will. I have a son. My eldest son, Christopher, is 38, and he has suffered from depression for so long, and it's the most heartbreaking thing to watch your child, no matter how old they are, to watch your child in such a dark place. And so I come alongside you, dear lady. I don't know what your name is. You didn't give your name, but God knows. And God knows the circumstances with your son. And I know that like over a month has passed since you called in, but please know that I'm praying. God bless. I love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, help us to serve you in your strength today, to be strong and courageous according to your word, being careful to obey your word. Help us not to turn from it to the right or to the left. Strengthen us to do these things in love. Father, impart to us courage in our moments of despair, and especially when we begin to fear that you are not there. We want to act in strength and wisdom wherever we go. Grant us the strength that comes from knowing your word. Remind us that we do not need to fear. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, living Christ's redemption story in Florida. Just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the DAV community. And Lord, we just want to lift these children up to you today. We want to pray that in all circumstances that they're facing today, whether that's this is a great day or this is a really hard day, or maybe this is kind of a nothing day and it doesn't really seem like anything is going on, that in all circumstances that they would just take a moment to lift their eyes to you and acknowledge you, acknowledge who you are in their lives today and every day, and acknowledge you in all the circumstances and the big things and just the little tiny nuggets of life, Lord, that they would acknowledge your presence, that they would acknowledge that you are good, that they would acknowledge that you have a wonderful plan and purpose for their life. Lord, that they don't have to question why they're here or what their purpose is, because Lord, you're going to reveal that in your time and in your way. And they just need to have faith that it's there. The purpose is there, the plan is there, and it's in your timing when it will be revealed, Lord. But just allow them to acknowledge their faith today in you. And in your beauty that you've placed around all of us, Lord. And that beauty looks different for each of us, depending on where we are. But Lord, just acknowledging your goodness in all things. So we thank you and praise you for our children and for the gift of children and grandchildren in our lives. And we thank you for all that you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, everybody. This is Following the Pillar. Just calling in today. I believe God put it on my heart to call in for the unvoiced prayers in this community. For all of the prayers that are out there that people haven't been able to call in, maybe they're afraid to call in for whatever reason, or just that they're just afraid to voice it out loud, but it's on their heart, it's on their mind. They know they need God. So I'm just calling to pray for you, whoever you are, wherever you are. Pray that God pour out his mercies in your life. Pray that the blood of Jesus cleanse you, and that God just keep you safe, keep you secure in these times. Know that everybody in this community loves you, that I love you, and that we're all here. Thank you all. Talk soon.